We're live.
Hello, welcome back to Nathan Steven Podcast Time Times. Name's still pending, possibly. We don't know yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about Quiet Place 2. It's a new movie, which is rare because everything we've reviewed so far has been like already out previously, and then we've just watched and reviewed, but this is finally a new release. And, you know, before we get started, disclaimer, I feel like my review is going to be biased on this because it was my first time at a theater in over a year. And, you know, it was really fun. So, like, I don't think I feel like if it was bad anyway, it was good. But I feel like if it was bad, I would have had a positive review just because I thought it was really cool back in the theater with popcorn and the whole thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, except you didn't go with us, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just start, I guess?
Yeah, just general thoughts.
It was good. I thought it was like, I mean, like we'll get into it later, but like it was like I thought the movie was fine. I personally like the first one better.
Yeah,
it pretty much did what the first one did, except slightly worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
One major critique, I guess, and it's probably what we're gonna be talking about majority of the time, is like,
I think so.
Didn't really like do anything, like nothing really progressed. It was just like a filler movie. I feel like the first one pretty much set up that they were gonna be like killing monsters,
yeah,
like fighting, and like this one just like had one goal, and it's to radio the thing, and I still don't really know what that means or why. Yeah. But yeah,
I don't know. I said I like the second one more, but I think that was like a recency bias thing. Like, I think they were equal because they followed pretty much the same plot. They're both the same amount of like scares for me and everything. But I don't know. I think what helped the movie for me was I hadn't seen the trailer since it dropped a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see a lot of the things in the trailer until after I like rewatched it, after I watched the movie. And it kind of shows you a lot. Like, it shows you that they like get to that island. Like, it shows those people living there. And it shows the guy, like, war. Like, I didn't know. That felt like a lot of stuff that they revealed.
Yeah, the trailer, like, it revealed a lot of stuff, but I feel like everything in the trailer was so, like, it ended up just being kind of insignificant.
Yeah.
Like, the black guy that was, like, teased, like, he was, like, got, like 5 minutes of screen.
Yeah, time. Especially since he's, like, a decent
died.
He's in, like, movies. Like, so, I don't know. I didn't expect him to just die immediately.
And also, like, set up John Krasinski for being bigger, like playing a bigger role than he did. I'm glad that they didn't make him play like a bigger role, because I feel like it would have just been like, I don't know, like if the character's dead, you just keep him dead. Like, it was like a short flashback.
It was good. I still think, but my favorite part of the movie was still the flashback, and I saw like John Krasinski do an interview on it on YouTube after, but like I liked how like most of it is either shot in one take or like tried to make it look like that. That way you feel like you're living through the chaos, like with the characters, like there's no cuts and you're like, they're going place to place. Cause it starts with like the meteorite, then they're just in their car. And then you see that thing smash into it. Then they hide in that diner and then they're running out. Like, it's all like one long scene of just chaos. And you like feel the day one kind of, you know?
Yeah. Cool.
So I like that. That was my favorite scene still. Not that the rest of the movie is bad, but that for like the day one stuff.
Yeah. The flashback was cool. Like, it was good to get some backstory.
Yeah.
It felt a lot like, wait, did you watch Bird Box? I forget.
No, but I know what happened. Like,
It felt a lot like the opening scenes of Bird Box, just because, I mean, there's like similar premises.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that movie was set up worse, but it's another review once you watch it, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I just felt like the characters made a lot of dumb choices.
Yeah.
Just for like the plot.
Yeah, for sure.
Progressed, I feel like. Like, let's see. The kid, he's one of the stupidest person.
Yeah. Yeah. So this movie chooses to, like, split up the main characters into two groups.
Yeah.
And Cillian Murphy and then the deaf girl, they have, like, the biggest, like, the most important plot, right? They're trying to, so it gives very little for Emily Blunt and the kid to do, and the kid's hurt, so he decides to go on an adventure into the attic for no reason.
Irma and I were watching, and we're just like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was not smart. And then
obviously something was going to happen. And then he just like brought the creature. And dude, I knew from the moment that they like pan to the towel, you know,
yeah.
Like they're supposed to, I knew one of the characters was gonna mess it up, and they weren't gonna cover, like it was gonna lock on them, and they'd like yeah. die, like not die.
Then they
like,
were stuck, yeah.
And then that happened, and then he was just yeah, taking oxygen from the baby. That was cool. Yeah, and so then the girl was also dumb. Like she just left on
yeah, that's
her own. Like I don't get why they couldn't do that as a group.
Because they didn't want to, but then she made the decision to.
And he's just so I don't know.
The only good part about that scene is how like she convinced like Cillian Murphy's character to like follow her because she was like, hey, you said you wanted to save your wife, but you wish you could do more, like now you have that chance.
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up, but like it actually like wasn't that had some emotional pull to it, which is kind of
yeah. And then the part where she's like, you're not my dad. It's like, when did he ever try?
Yeah,
to
I know.
I was just like, okay.
No, they almost do the opposite. Like the whole time they're trying to show how he's not like the dad. Like, so yeah. I don't know why they yeah. made that point of emphasis for her to say that. But
it's good. And then I don't know. I don't know if like I guess we should probably break it up like chronologically, but like I don't know. It just movie just happens kind of.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so for me, like it's hard to break up chronologically just because like a lot of the stuff I liked in this movie is the stuff I liked in the first movie. Like they're both so good that like they have the same pros and the same cons. Like the pros is I don't know. I think it's so interesting how both one and two, they use like sound design to their advantage because the whole movie's about being quiet, yet they use like sounds and stuff for scares and whatever. Like when you're yeah. in the deaf girl's point of view in the train car or whatever.
So scary.
Her face covers the entire camera. Then she leans back and the creature's like right there. But they use sound like because you're watching it through the deaf girl's perspective to their advantage there. So I like that stuff. Like that's. Yeah.
Like, I even picture what it would be like to just be deaf. Like
I know.
I
yeah.
knew she like, was deaf, but like, I didn't register that she wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah, you don't know if they're coming till you see them. Yeah, so that's like really smart. I like that.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I guess like there was like that whole thing with the people on the boats.
Yeah, yeah.
Like jump them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I just
I like the thing they were like cannibals, but I didn't understand. But that was like the people he was talking about because he's like, oh, the people left aren't worth saving.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that they showed that because like obviously there'd be other survivors out there, so it was kind of cool to see that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they just were bad people.
Yeah, I guess.
The girl was the like little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Why was her face all like weird?
I don't know.
So confused.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. When I first saw that, like I know you haven't seen Bird Box, but you know how there's like the people who get possessed.
Yeah.
Bird Box, like you know those people, and they like they're basically the only real threat.
Uh huh. Because the monsters like, can't do anything.
Or else you can just cover your eyes and then you wouldn't die. But like they make you not cover your, or like they, you know. So I thought it was gonna be like one of those things, but then it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know. This movie was just like I don't know. I feel like now looking back on it, there's just like a not a lot that happened.
Yeah, I mean,
like five major scenes. Pretty
both movies are only like an hour and a half, and they kind of follow the same plot. Like they start here, and then they end with him figuring out how to kill it.
Yeah.
But the only thing that this one had that I like more is like the first one, the whole plot is they're just trying to survive the monsters because you're introduced like the world.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second one, you actually have like a point to get to. Like they're trying to find.
Yeah.
You know, a safe.
And there's like some world building in this one.
So and I know, so spoilers for Bird Box, like I know at the end they find that whatever, that little place, and they all like are inside of it, whatever. Like they get to like home, safe.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, like in Quiet Place 2, I was like, oh, well, like, I guess they could live with noise and whatever because they're on a remote island. But I was like, I guess this is like the safe haven, like in Bird Box. But then this is the biggest like plot hole type of thing in the movie. I was talking to Danny about this. When they're fighting on the boats or whatever, one of the monsters drowns, right? So they like establish that they can't swim.
Yep.
And then Cillian Murphy and the deaf girl, they take a boat over to that island. And then there's one monster left sitting on top of a boat that they leave behind.
Yeah.
So when Cillian Murphy goes and he like is on the island and he finds out that the boat is there, did the monster paddle his way to that island, or did he like, did the boat just happen to float to the island? Okay. I just find that like hard to believe because it. Yeah, I know. Because it would have made more sense had it traveled like with them, but then they would have noticed and they didn't go on the same boat. I don't know. So.
No, yeah, I think it just floated because I don't think it would paddle. I don't know.
Yeah,
that was messed up. They all died. But then what is that? But like, what does the rest of the world look like?
Where did the
monsters landed like near them, right? Like,
I'm guessing it's supposed to be around the world, but you only see like a small part of it. I think that's what the sequels are supposed to explore.
Is Hawaii just like fine?
Yeah, I guess because I lost one landed there. Then you're just
yeah. I don't. There's so many questions.
Yeah, I know. I mean, in the first one, you literally are like only on that house, pretty much. Like that's pretty much the majority of the movie. Yeah. This one, like you would say it expands more of the world, but it really doesn't. They only go to like a farther part of town, which is way more than the first one, but such a small part of like the world. So.
Yeah. And then the whole final fight, or I don't know what you want to call it, whatever. They like get in the car, right? Yeah. And like driving to the radio station.
Yeah.
And then like the girl just kind of like watches, like both of them kind of just like, I don't know. It just felt like she was just like standing there and like waiting for suspense.
Yeah, I know. I didn't understand that.
I don't know. They could have just gotten that scene over with.
No, because Cillian Murphy's like bleeding out, and then you know Emily Blunt, and then the dude, the son, are just like sitting there about to die, and then she just like waits till it gets closer. She's like, bum.
Yeah, and then I thought they were gonna be like, oh, they have to go get Emily Blunt now.
But it just ends.
And the movie ends. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay.
So I will. There's nothing wrong with that climax. Like it makes sense, but at the same time, that's exactly what happened in the first one.
I know. But the first one, it could have ended there.
Yeah.
It could have just been like, oh, they figured out a way to kill the monsters, and then you just assume they survive because they know how to kill them all. This one is like, obviously, there's gonna be a third one. Like, there's no way. Like, there has to be.
I mean, they've already announced it, so I don't know how you even. That's what I'm questioning is I don't even know how you like pick up from there. Wait, one second. Anyway, so I don't know. I just don't know, like, because the second one, like, okay, well, I thought the first one was going to be a standalone anyway. I didn't even know that there's going to be a sequel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But,
like, I don't know. I don't even know where you pick up, like, what new. Like, you'd be like, oh, they have to find another place to be safe now. Like, I don't really know what the third one looks for that's different. But.
I don't know. They're just going to kill some more monsters, get to a new place.
I guess.
Save some people.
It's just the movie was good, and, like, I would watch it again. And it was, I don't know. It was mostly good because it was, like, it. Like I said, like, it's all the good things that were in the first one. Like, it's really tense the whole time. And, like, I like how they did misdirection because the whole movie, the whole first and the first part of the second movie are all like tense all the way through, no breaks. And then like when you finally get to that island, you feel like a release because you feel like they're finally safe. And once the monster's there, then it's like right back to everything we've been seeing. So I like that, but they do all the things well, but they do all the same exact things. Like it doesn't offer anything super new.
Yeah. I feel like this movie was just made like a moneymaker. Like that's I don't like it as much just because like it isn't needed. It's just only made, like it's entertaining still, but
you can take it away and be okay.
You don't need this movie.
For sure. I think if they do make a lot more movies, I think it would be interesting to look back on this one and see how it fits into the full storyline. Like maybe we'd look at it differently knowing the full thing.
I hope it becomes like Fast and Furious. They just make like 10
movies. Yeah, and they go to space. Do you know they do that in the new one?
They go to so many. Yeah, I know. I've seen the trailer.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't remember those. Like, I've seen them all, I think, but, like, I don't remember them. I just know, like, it just progressively gets, like...
No, yeah, this gets crazier.
Way crazier.
I don't know if this is just me personally, and I don't know if they want to keep, like, the mysterious, like, vibe of it, because they didn't really explore it at all in the first one. In the second one, they give you, like, one flashback to day one, but I'm assuming there's a lot more movies or whatever in the works. Like, I hope each one shows you a little bit more of what happened and how, like, the world handled it. Because that's, like, one of the most interesting parts. Yeah.
Probably would have been more interesting than
yeah
this movie. I just want, like, I like the movie. It's just like,
yeah, I know.
It's just like I'm kind of indifferent on, like, you know.
But I mean, if you haven't been to the theater, this is a good movie to go back to because it's suspenseful and you're just in the jump scare theater, so whatever, it's good.
To the jump scare, like, I knew they were coming, and every time
they still get you.
Like, I've seen the trailer with the car one, and I still jumped.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah. No, I hope so. John Krasinski, I saw this in the interview, and then Danny told me it was like he after the first one, he wasn't gonna direct the second one. But he's like, oh, I have like an idea for like a second one. They're like, all right, could you like write us a draft? And he was writing the second one, and he got like so far into it, he's like, all right, I'm just gonna direct this and like write the whole thing, because he like, it was like, this is his creation. But then he said he's not gonna do it for the third one. But like, my issue with that is like, this whole thing, like, it's so clear that like these movies are like his vision, like the way he directs it, they feel exactly the same, one and two. And I feel like if they drift from that,
yeah,
it's bad, well. You know, like, yeah,
switching director is never a good idea.
I know. The only time it worked, I feel like, is for, not the only time, one of the best was for Thor Ragnarok, because the tone in the first suck. And then, but like for this, I don't think it would be good. I really hope they don't.
Because like, that's going from bad. Like,
yeah, starting exactly. Bad, so. Like these two, not that they're perfect movies, but like the sequel is like perfect for what it needed. Like, I don't even know what else I would have wanted in a sequel for this movie, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, so I guess it was, yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
It was fine. I don't, like, it's just, the movie was good.
Like a 8.5, 8, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, an 8 for me, and then 8.5 for the first one.
I really don't have that much to say on it.
Well, I don't know. I gotta start ranking things as 5 as an average, but like.
Yeah, I know, it's easier.
I can't, but it just feels bad. Yeah, Danny was in love for, I don't know. He was so excited after we finished.
Well, that's good, but.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't really know what else to talk about.
We just wrap this one up, I guess. I mean, there's not that much to say.
Yeah, there's just not, like, that much that happened in the movie. It's just, like I swear, like, only, like there was only a couple major plot points.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it.
I mean, and you could simplify it down to, like, one plot point if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
They're just trying to find a destination. And, like,
yeah, and there's, like, the second story that, like, doesn't matter that much. But.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. I guess.
Yeah. Plugs.
Yeah, so that was our review for Quiet Place 2. Go follow us on Instagram and TikTok at podcast_time_times, where we post clips of our previous podcasts and like highlights. You know, we haven't been posting recently, but we will try to.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
And then yeah, subscribe if you haven't already, like the video, follow for more, that's the same as subscribing. Yeah, we're probably gonna film more, maybe try to be more consistent with our podcast uploads, and then also, you know, like change some things, but we don't know yet. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for this.
And leave suggestions for more things.
Yes, do that. Or, you know, DM us at Instagram probably, if you want to be on a podcast episode. Oh, also, we might try to move it to like Google Podcasts or Spotify/Apple Music.
Yeah, because it's easier to listen.
Yeah. But we gotta like, I feel like if we're gonna do that, we gotta like finalize the name.
Yeah.
I don't think we can change the name on that.
Yeah.
We gotta get the name and then we can do that.
Yeah.
That's probably gonna be easy, hopefully. Just taking audio. Yeah. You know, that's pretty much it for this video. Hope you guys enjoyed. And we will be posting more reviews with guests, probably. Okay. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.